Good morning. Thank you for tuning in and being an integral part of the show today. I'm Barb Sayer, CEO and Marketing Director of Sister to Sister Enterprises, a marketing and strategic consulting firm. My hope is that you will gain enough from the show to come back again and again, and that you'll tell your friends and the people you do business with about the show as well. My purpose for the show is to provide value in the form of educational pieces each time we air as to what makes a solid foundation for a business. What forms of marketing are out there? How do they work? And how do you know which one is the best fit for your business? And much, much more. Today, I have a wonderful surprise for you. I will be hosting a live event in Denver in November on the 17th and 18th. And some of the speakers for that live event are with me today to talk about what they will be talking about at the event. The event is geared toward helping businesses and entrepreneurs make sure that they have that foundation laid that is going to help them build their business. And that's whether they're a startup or already in business and just didn't take the time to make sure that those pillars were in place or didn't know what they were supposed to do. And now they're floundering a little bit and can't figure out why they can't get past this point. So I'm very excited. I want to introduce everyone that's on the line today. And we're just going to have kind of a back and forth. And at some point, we'll have each one talk a little bit about what their talk will be about at the event. So first off, I have Greg Changton. Greg, are you there?
I am.
So, Greg, tell us a little bit about your business and
sure.
Why you're wanting to be a part of the event.
Absolutely. And thanks for having me on. So my company is called Gloss, G-L-O-S-S. And our website is glosstech.io. And we are a full-service marketing agency aimed at helping small and medium-sized businesses increase revenue by fully leveraging the online and digital ecosystem. And that would include services such as web development and SEO and online reputation management and website development. And when it comes to website development, we specifically focus on companies that have websites that are not yet upgraded to be mobile friendly, which for a number of reasons is incredibly important, some of which are obvious, maybe some not so obvious. So it really all starts with having the proper online presence, right? Who you are and having it present well on every screen size, every device. And from there, depending on what our client might need, we then drill down and, as mentioned, can help them get more traffic to their site via social media, stay on top of online reviews, and also automate the process of lead generation and new customer acquisition.
Wow. That's going to be a great talk. I'm really looking forward to your portion of the event. I'm going to just introduce the rest of the speakers, and we'll get into, you know, the body of it soon. Wendy, are you there?
I am here.
Hey, Wendy, good morning. Thank you for being with us. I'd like to have you,
thank you for having me.
Tell our listeners. Oh, you're welcome. I'd like to have you tell our listeners a little bit about who you are and why you're excited to be a part of the event.
Well, my name is Wendy Strain, and I have been all kinds of writers through my history. I've been a journalist, I've been a teacher, I've been a grant writer, and I've been a ghostwriter and a copywriter. So all kinds of things. What I'd like to focus on with this event is helping small businesses and entrepreneurs figure out how to raise money for their businesses through grants. There are grants available even if you're a for-profit business, and a lot of people don't realize that. And even if they do, they don't have any idea how to find the grants or apply for the grants. So that's what I'll be talking about.
Excellent. So important. And really, a lot of businesses just starting, they need that little bit of capital to get them going, and they just don't know how to get it. So this is going to be very, very important. We also have Regina Bergman with us and Brad Clymer. Are you there, folks?
We are here.
Super.
Good morning.
So in like fashion, I'd like to have you tell us a little bit about yourself and why you're excited to be a part of the event.
Thank you. So we represent Bridgeport Strategy, and it's a life coaching division, Bridgeport Coaching. I am the relationship coach, whether that is in terms of personal relationships or relationships that help you have a more successful business. And my focus will be on that element of communication and relationships that allow you to have a successful, profitable business. And I'll tell you a little bit, Brad and I are going to partner on this. He is my business partner in this company. I'm going to let him tell quickly what he will focus on.
Hi, my name is Brad Clymer, and there's five simple things that any business can do. If they just do it 10%, if they just become 10% better at it, they can realize any company can realize more profitability of about 64 to 65%. So we'll probably be talking down those lines and talking about human relations, getting out of the box, thinking a little bit out of the box, compounding some of your efforts, streamlining it, things of that nature.
Excellent. And were we able to get Scott on the line?
You betcha, right here.
Hey, Scott, welcome. Glad you could join us. And like with the rest of them, tell us a little bit about yourself and why you're excited to be a part of the event.
Sure. Well, first, thanks for having me. My name is Scott Gabriel. I'm a serial entrepreneur. I started my first business at 8, and it just kind of went up from there. I have a track record of growing companies at the rate of about 300% per year, up to tens of millions of dollars. And recently got involved in the direct sales space and became a top earner with that. Anyway, what we're going to be talking about is basically helping people to bring their business into the 21st century with a product called the V card, which is a virtual business card. It's the world's smartest business card. And basically it's a business card that you can embed video, you can embed your shopping cart, you can tell your story of what your business is about, and it's a digital format. So not only is it green and eco-friendly, but it's textable, it's emailable, it's Facebookable, it's shareable to all of the people. And, you know, the beautiful thing about it is there's a free version of it, so everybody can have the free gift of a digital business card for free. They can upgrade with all the bells and whistles at a tremendously minimal cost. And, you know, we've got smart cars, smart watches, smart phones, smart houses. Why not have a smart business card? And last year, I believe 40% of all online sales throughout planet Earth were conducted over a smartphone. So it makes sense to have your business card and your product or service one click away from a contact, one click away from a sale, in order to catapult your business literally for pennies.
Absolutely. Well, I'm really excited to learn more about that. And I want to just take a moment to talk a little bit about myself and why I'm doing this event and so excited about it. I've been an entrepreneur as well from a very young age. I remember I think the first contact I had was when I got out of high school and I started working with a real estate agent who was a one-man show. It was his company. He was the only person. So I got a feel for what it meant to be an entrepreneur working with him. And the bug got me. So I started after that. I got involved in several home business companies selling exercise equipment, health food products, Mary Kay cosmetics, and you name it, I probably got my finger in it. So, as I mentioned before, I know what it's like to be in that position of starting a business and reaching a point where you say, what's wrong? I'm not growing. I'm not getting anywhere. And not realizing that there were some critical steps that should have been put in place at the very beginning. The good news is it's not too late. We can still do that. So that's what I'm trying to do with this event. Help small businesses and entrepreneurs make sure they have that footing to build their business upon. So that's a little bit about me and why I'm doing this. I would like to take just a moment here and talk about the sponsorship packages that are available for this event. First of all, it's going to be held at the PPA Center in Denver, and that's on Decatur Street. It's a police protective agency event center. So it's a pretty secure place, you might imagine. It has free parking, and these folks are well-versed in providing quality service for the events that are held in their facility. So I'm very comfortable with this location. I have some special sponsorship packages put together. The event is called Your Way to Wealth Summit. For the VIP sponsorships, these are the things that you will have being a sponsor. You'll be able to appear as an expert on, and I'm calling it WWS for short, expert panel. That's a value of about $1,000. You'll have your company logo with priority placement on printed materials, online promotional material, and on the sponsor slide at the event. That's another $500 value. At the WWS resource table to promote your business during the 2 days, it is a 2-day event, another $1,500 value. You'll have a full page ad in our event workbook under the resource section, $500 value. You'll also have an ad on BBS Radio, advertising your company. That's another $1,500 value. Your handout or giveaway will be there for every attendee, $500 value. Then I will give you 10 tickets for pre-event distribution to bring 10 of your guests. That's $2,500 value. You'll have VIP seating at the event, 100% of all product sales, visibility on the event website, pre-training on how to get a great ROI, endorsement from Barb on the main stage, and special VIP lunch both days with Barb. So the total package is about $12,500 value. Option A, if you bring 10 guests, it's only $3,000 to be the VIP sponsor. If you bring 20 guests, you can be a VIP sponsor for free. So I think those are dynamite packages, and I know I've already been getting calls on them. They're going to fill up fast. So if you want to get more information or sign up for this, give me a call at 303-524-2163. Okie dokie. Now, we've got about 40 minutes left on the show. So I think we can give each of you 10 minutes at least to talk about your company and a little bit more about what our attendees are going to get from your talk at the event. So let's start again. We'll just go down the line like we did before. Greg, we'll start with you.
Okay, sounds great. So I'll actually start on the subject of lead generation and customer acquisition, because that topic is near and dear to all of our hearts. That's why we are in business. Of course, we're in business to help people, help society, ideally. But at the end of the day, if you are a for-profit business, you need customers, you need leads, you need revenue, and you need all of that to be growing on an ongoing basis. The challenge, as we all know, is time and bandwidth. Not computer bandwidth, but our own personal bandwidth or the bandwidth of our staff. There are so many hours in the day, and we all can't conquer the world as much as we'd like to every day, nor can our sales team if we have a sales team. So the beauty of modern technology allows us to leverage technology in a way that can multiply our efforts and amplify our efforts without doing more actual work or without working harder, but as the cliche goes, working smarter. So there are many ways that a business can be automated, but I'll focus my talk at the event and my comments now on how technology can be leveraged to help automate lead generation and customer acquisition. So we all know, of course, that email is an effective form of doing that. There are many companies that offer email marketing. There are, you know, plenty of them out there. I'm sure people on this call either use them or are familiar with them. And of course, on the recipient end, we're all used to getting, receiving emails with various promotions and information. So there's nothing, mind-blowing about email marketing, but where it can start to get interesting is where you integrate other outbound marketing channels, such as text, and a very revolutionary technology called ringless voicemail. And ringless voicemail is very powerful. It is what it sounds like, but I'll still explain it because many people are not familiar with it. And it's the ability to create a single recorded message, the type of message that you would normally be doing repetitively, manually, all day, every day, depending on your business, and taking that recorded message and sending it out to your database in the same way that you would do with an email. However, this recorded message bypasses the recipient's ringer and essentially gets injected right into the recipient's voicemail. So imagine at the end of this show, you look down at your mobile phone and you see a voice message there, and you kind of remark to yourself, wow, I didn't hear the phone ring or buzz. The message is just there. So that's the effect we want to have, because it is a recorded message, so we don't want the person to pick up, but it enables us to send out 100, 1,000, 10,000, however many ringless voicemails you wish. So, you know, imagine the power of that. You could send out, you could call 10,000 people in a day without lifting a finger. And with any automation, the goal is not, especially in sales and marketing, not to replace employees or replace yourself, because at the end of the day, you generate business by being personal and talking to people. So all of this technology I'm talking about is simply meant to cultivate automation, leverage, and the ability for you to touch more people. And that's what you want to do. So ringless voicemail can be used, obviously, in B2B marketing, any type of sales prospecting. But, and every day we hear new applications from our customers, you know, it can be used in many other ways as well. For example, we have a client that sells to 400 retail operations, retail stores. And these are small companies that many of whom don't have very sophisticated inventory management. So they currently have a full-time inside sales rep calling these companies all day, every day, and simply saying, you know, hi, Mr. and Mrs. whoever, I'm just calling to see if you need more inventory, you know, check your stock. And in many of those cases, I think they say 30 to 40, sometimes 50%, you know, that business owner, their customer checks their shelves and says, oh, wow, thanks for calling. We are actually out of inventory. Let's place a reorder. So that call that this human is making is accelerating sales, but only at the rate that she's able to make those calls every day. And so we can automate that in the same way that I just described. So literally all their customers could be called, and we can even automate when those calls are made. They could come every 2 weeks, every week, to remind those people to check their inventory and reorder. So, you know, think of the power of that. I mean, and that's why I love this part of what we do, because it's so easy to associate it with an ROI, right? A return on investment. So in leveraging this tool, they're reaching more customers. Literally, they are generating more revenue more quickly, and it's very easy to measure that. So I bring up this case study just to illustrate the point that it's not necessarily just for new customer acquisition, but in this case, it's for revenue acceleration from within your current customer base. And we have another client that wants to use the text feature, not for marketing, but they have 30 field reps around the country. And they just want a quick, easy way to communicate with their sales reps by text. So creating one message and just blasting it to their sales force. Of course, they can do that, and they still should and do that via email. But as we all know, email is not as immediate. It can go to spam. Text is very immediate, and people pay very close attention to text when they come in. So we learn from our customers how, you know, this can be used in other ways.
Yeah.
And so that's ringless voicemail. On text, of course, if you're a retail business, then you can and should be building a subscriber list. And maybe many of you are. If you're not, definitely start doing that. You know, ask people to sign up for your list, whether they're writing their name down on a pad in your store or whether you have an online form. There are many ways to do it, of course. But definitely start building that list. And of course, we're all familiar with email lists, but also encourage customers to give you their mobile phone, because then you can communicate to them by text. And of course, they're opting in for this information, and it's best to offer some form of incentive, you know, by being on our insider list, our subscriber list. We can send you special deals. We can give you the first look at new products, whatever, you know, your business can offer that's beneficial. But people pay very close attention to text. It's immediate. And if you're offering really good incentives when you're actually communicating with customers, whether it's by email, but text here is even more powerful, you will generate more business. You'll get people coming back to your location when you're offering good deals. And you may be offering, you don't even necessarily have to offer different or better deals than you're already offering, but instead of simply just a, you know, sign on your front door saying 20% off, you're obviously not communicating with everyone on your list. So these are all different ways automation can be used. And it goes beyond just being able to reach out via these three methods, email, ringless voicemail, or text. We can also build in automation to move people among different lists. So you may have different types of customers that are interested in different types of products or product lines. And so all of this can be set up so you're segmenting your list, and it enables you to then target your list in a much more relevant way. And it's all about relevance, right? That's why we have 500 TV channels now, because there's the golf channel, right, and the tennis channel, and the religious channel. And so it allows advertisers to, reach the eyeballs that they want to reach more effectively. And that's what you want to do with your customer base as well, is segment them and then create targeted messages for them. So these are just some of the ways, and I do want to talk about the other topics quickly, but definitely look at your business and say, how can we build an in-house list? How can we leverage technology? Even if it is just by email, again, we offer more than that, but you know, if you're going to look at other services, they're out there. And just make the commitment to do it. And when we get involved with a client, we get very involved from a consulting basis. So we don't just say, here, go at it, start to automate. you know, we work with our clients, kind of understand, ask some of these questions that I've posed here to understand your business, and then we can craft campaigns that obviously give you the best results. So that's automation. Yeah, go ahead.
Wonderful. And I would like to make this kind of an interactive thing. So I want to ask the rest of the speakers on the line here, do you have any questions for Greg on this product? No?
I guess they're all automated. Alrighty then. Great.
And that was 10 minutes, Greg. We're going to have to go on to the next person.
No worries. Thank you.
Thank you so much. That was very interesting. I had not heard of that, or at least not in that depth. So very, very good. Thank you. So let's go to Wendy. Wendy, you'll have up to 10 minutes here, however much you want to take, up to 10.
Okay. Well, as I mentioned at the introduction to the radio show, I have been involved in quite a few different areas of writing. So my business is focused mostly on helping small businesses and entrepreneurs work with their communication strategies on various different levels to achieve their results. But for this event, mm-hmm. what I'm focusing on is grant writing, because that's a significant chunk of money you can get in all of a sudden to help you with your business. And a lot of companies might know about grants, but they don't know how to find them. Or even if they know how to find them, they're not real sure how to interpret the request for proposals and how to go ahead and write that grant in a way that, you know, really gets them the results that they're looking for. Grant writing is a highly competitive field. You can apply for a grant and not get it, and there's nothing wrong with your application or your project, and it fits completely within the granting agency's perspective of what they want to do, but there were just too many applications for them to be able to fund them all. So it can be kind of frustrating at the same time, and as a result, companies that want to hire grant writers are worried about spending that money on hiring a grant writer and then not getting the results back. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times what people do is they contact me as when they find out that I do grant writing, and they want to know if I can write for them on a commission basis. And this is a huge question in the industry. And I always have to tell them no, and companies are always very disappointed about that. So let me explain first why the answer has to be no, why grant writers cannot work on a commission base. And that is because when you apply for a grant, what you're applying for is for that agency to give you money for a specific purpose. So every dollar included in that grant is intended to go toward that purpose. If you try and take that money and apply it retroactively toward paying your grant writer, that's violating your agreement with the granting agency. So that's the first reason you can't do it on commission. The second reason you can't do it on commission is it can take a lot of effort to write a grant. It can take up to a month of writing a grant. And the grant writer, in the meantime, still needs to pay their bills. They need a ceiling. They need food in the refrigerator. They have expenses of their own, but they're dedicating full-time effort into your project. So to write for a commission they might not ever get, they would starve. So that's the second reason grant writers can't write on commission. But the good news is writing for grants doesn't really have to be all that complicated. Basically, the central theme in everything I've done through all my life, the journalism, the teaching, grant writing, ghostwriting, everything, has been about telling stories effectively. And grant writing is the same. You're telling a story effectively. And so what I'll be talking about in my presentation at the seminar is what grants are versus what they aren't. You might have a business and you want to start it up and you want somebody to give you money for it, and that's possible. But you have to frame it in a way that works with the granting agency as well. If you want to start a company that helps educate a specific segment of the population, for example, you can do that and you can find a grant that will fund that. But if you're looking at an agency, a corporation such as Walmart or something that wants to fund food banks, they're not going to give you any money no matter how well you tell your story. And so you have to learn how to look for the corporations, the angel investors, the government grants that will apply to what your business does in some way. It doesn't have to be an exact match, but there should be some strong relationship between what the granting agency wants to do and what your business does.
Right.
A lot of for-profit businesses are under the impression that because they're for-profit, they don't qualify for, say, federal government grants, and that is not true. It is true that there are some grants that are not available to you because you're for profit. But if you know how to look, you can find ones that are available to you. The only caveat is that you have to work with the government to accomplish the goals that they have set out for this money. So if you're working on economic, you know, you're trying to start a new business in town, that would qualify under economic development for that area. Especially if you're in a small town, a dying town, and some of these little towns in the nation are very quickly losing their populations because there's just not a whole lot going on in them. If you're trying to start a new business in that town, it could be possible for you to get an economic development grant. You just have to know how to think about what the government might be trying to do and how you might fit into that. So I'll be talking a little bit about that as well. Finding grants that align with your business goals. Again, if you know how to look and you know what corporations you usually purchase from or are in your same field, like I mentioned Walmart earlier, they do a lot of granting. A lot of larger national grocery store chains will do a lot of grants. And any large corporation will offer corporate grants that you can apply for, but you have to know about them in order to apply for them.
Right.
The good news about corporate grants is they're usually a lot easier than government grants. Corporate grants usually ask you for some basic information and a quick synopsis of what it is that you want to do with the money that they'll give you if they select you, and that's it. But again, it's all about telling your story in a way that fits that agency's model, what they have in mind. The last thing I want to talk about during my presentation there is how you would apply for a grant. Whether it's a government grant or a corporate grant, there are all different kinds of structures granting agencies can throw out at you. Anywhere from a 15-page document that outlines everything about the what you're planning on doing, the project you want to do, what you've already done, proving your success, talking about who would be involved in carrying out the activities of your project and how it meets with the granting agency's goals. Then there are other grants that are just, you know, fill in this form and that's it. You're done.
Really?
And the form is, you know, here's your name, your business name, your website address. This is the project you want to do. This is how it fits in. It's kind of the same information that a government grant would ask for, but much simplified. And then there are even more, Walmart is famous for doing this one. And it's kind of a crowdsourcing type grant almost. You apply to Walmart, you fill out, you complete one section, then you have to get enough votes from the public sphere in order to qualify to move to the next stage. Then that stage requires you to do something else, fill out other forms, produce other reports. And then again, it's crowdsourced and people have to vote on it and you have to get enough followers, enough votes to be able to qualify for the following stage. So they can throw out all kinds of different formats for you. And I hope that helps everybody understand a little bit about what I'll be covering. Essentially, I'll be taking you from the very beginning of how to find a grant that meets your business all the way through to finding one, figuring out how to apply for it and applying for it.
Excellent. On this crowdsourcing, how do they find people to vote for them?
What we've done in the past is we've taken a classroom of students who were learning how to write grants, and we asked all of them to share the links and encourage their friends to vote for the grant that we were working on. It was for a food bank in South Texas. And so they shared the links on every social media channel they had. We put flyers up everywhere. Of course, the food bank itself was on the verge of failure, so they were doing everything in their power to try and share it around to everyone they knew as well. And so we did end up getting that grant for $500,000.
Wow, very good. $500,000.
Yes.
That's amazing. Yes. Very encouraging as well. Okay.
It allowed
well, thank
the food
you,
bank
Wendy.
To create a trust fund, so yeah.
Yeah. Very, very interesting. Thank you so much. Okay, and the next 10 minutes goes to Regina and Brad.
Hello.
Are you there? Hi.
I am here. Brad had to step away for just a second. He'll be back, but I'm going to go ahead and cover his part until we'll see if he gets back in time to add anything.
All right.
So, as I mentioned, Brad and I are business and life coaches, both of us. And what he's going to focus on, we're both going to focus on, is many small businesses never get out of small business mode, never become as successful as they want to be because yeah. they're stuck in the technician mode. They've started the business, but they don't know how to work on the business instead of in the business. So they're stuck doing all of those things that need to be done in the business. And so our focus is working on the business, not in the business. So Brad's going to cover about five different areas with them. And he has walked back in the room, so we're going to go ahead and let him start to share that. So hang on.
Barbara, I was waving at her to keep going, but she's going to make me do this, so that's good.
You thought you were going to get out of it.
I did. I really did. I think the biggest thing is a lot of people do not know who their customer avatar is. In other words, they really don't know who they're selling to, because you can talk to a mechanic and you say, so who's your customer? And they'll say everybody. And one of the things that we work on is finding that person so that your marketing and advertising dollars can go specifically to meet that person's need. I also coach men. So whenever I'm putting together something to reach out to men, I'm not doing broad-based advertising. I'm not trying to advertise to everybody. And in fact, I'm not trying to advertise to all men. I'm only trying to catch one specific percentage of men at a very, very certain stage in their life. So I may be only pulling 3% of the men that are in that audience. And this is the same thing that we try to teach most businesses, is find out who your customer avatar is. Who do you have? There's a major chain. And all of us know the name of the chain. I am not going to mention it here, but they've got their customer avatar down to where they know how old she is. They know how many children she has. They know how she votes, and she even has a name. So whenever someone is pitching a product to this corporation, they'll say, "Hey, would Annie buy this?" And if Annie's not going to buy it, they don't buy it. And that's how they've broken their customer avatar down. The areas that we cover and we'll be talking about in Denver are, for example, lead generation. How many leads come in a month? And I've already heard one of the prior speakers speak on this. But most small businesses, and let me just qualify it this way. Most companies that we deal with are probably $300,000 to about $1 million in annual sales. And our goal is to get them to $4 or $5 million. So it's interesting because we'll come in and we'll say, how many leads come in each month? And you'll be amazed how many people don't know. And of the leads that come in, how many of those actually convert? So, in other words, what is your lead conversion? If you get 10 leads, how many convert? Do you get 3? Do you get 4? People do not, they just don't know those numbers. What's your average sale?
Wow.
In other words, whenever someone comes in, what does the average person buy whenever they come into your store or come into your shop? Right. How many times a year do they actually come in? And I'm just telling you, this is, you know, I was with AT&T for years. I was in their global markets division. And this is stuff that we had to do every single day. But the average small business owner, as some of the other guests will, you know, tell you, they just don't, you know, they just don't have these answers. And then the very last thing that we teach them is how to cut expenses and doing business smarter on a daily basis. So we're trying to start with the why. And once we get the why, then we're able to, start working on the how. And I'm going to turn this back over since Regina handed this to me, since you handed this to me. And she's going to share a little bit about communications and relationships, which is really the key to the whole thing.
Thanks, Brad.
Okay.
Brad does a great job on his workshop. I'm excited for your audience to get to hear that. So I want to take
me too.
A step further, though, and talk about communications and relationships. And my self-given title is the relationship coach. And I do focus a lot on marriages and saving marriages as part of my relationships. But I'm also have taught team building and, communication kinds of things for years. I had a staffing firm for about 12 and a half years, and we used those kinds of tools extensively and in our business. But one of the things that people don't realize is the bottom line impact on business when there are problems in a marriage. So let me just back up one second. It is estimated that divorce in America costs American companies approximately $6 million a year in lost productivity.
Wow.
That is a bottom line cost. For an $8 an hour employee that divorces, it costs the company close to $4,000 in lost productivity, because you have not only the employee impacted, but their coworkers, their supervisor, productivity is going down at multiple levels. You know, we can tell our folks every day to leave their problems at the door, but our problems are part of it. So as we work on communication and relationships, we actually bring dollars back to the bottom line.
Cool.
So that's a big part of my part of the talk.
Okay. You still have a few minutes left if you want.
I still have a few minutes. Awesome. So
you have about three?
I have three?
Okay. About 3 minutes?
All right.
Yeah.
3 minutes. Okay. So we want to really give them tools for enhancing communication, no matter the relationship, whether that is a coworker relationship, that is an employer-employee relationship, whether it is a spousal relationship. We want to give them tools and techniques that they can use to communicate better. We will be having them do at least one profile assessment, a personality assessment, that identifies how they interact with the world, how they like to interact with the world, how they make decisions, how they proceed as they make decisions. Because we want them to get that experience of understanding how they uniquely relate to things and how their coworkers uniquely relate and how they can mesh that into a good relationship. And so we want to have them take at least one tool. They can do that there in the workshop section. And then we'll break that down for them so that they begin to understand themselves and others better. Because the beginning of communication is understanding. And once you have understanding, then you can have compassion for where the other person lives. And until you have that understanding, the compassion doesn't come. And without the compassion, then you have conflict, because you're not understanding why people don't function the way you do.
That's so true. And you brought up a good point that I neglected to mention earlier, is that in the summit, not only will we have our speakers imparting their valuable information to us, but we're also going to have breakout sessions where you will have hands-on experience with what they have shared with you. So it's going to be experiential learning as well as a seminar type setting.
Which is my favorite.
We are. Yeah, me too.
And
now we have Gina. I have to go to the next person. I'm sorry.
Okay. That's okay.
We just have enough time now for Scott. You are welcome. Scott, now we can talk about the V-card.
Sure. So whenever anybody gets in business, the first thing they do when they quote unquote hang their shingle is they go get a business card, right? We go get them printed and we try to hand them out to people. And, you know, back in the day, you know, I'm dating myself here, but let's say 10, 20 years ago, we had Rolodexes. We had three ring binders for keeping these business cards in pristine shape in ways that we could index them. We could, you know, this was our livelihood, was your contacts, and it still is today. The problem is, most of us can't remember where that Rolodex even went. We haven't used it in a decade. Or the three-ring binder. Instead, what most of us have is a designated desk or kitchen drawer that business cards go to die. And once a business card goes in there, it never comes back out again. And so as business people, we put all this time and money into a business card, knowing that the best case scenario is it walks past the trash and it winds up in the desk drawer of yesterday. And that's not doing us any good. So then we said, let's do the next thing. Let's make a website. Let's really put out there who we are and what we've got. And let's make a social media presence, a LinkedIn, a Facebook, a YouTube. And we meet a new customer and they say, okay, well, who are you? What do you do? And it's basically like sending them to most websites is like handing them a filing cabinet saying, read all this and you'll know who I am. Go to my website, read these 82 pages. Go to my LinkedIn profile, look through the last 10 years. Go to my Facebook profile, look through the last 10 years. Go to my YouTube channel, watch 10 years worth of videos, and then you'll know who I am. And people go, yeah, I'm really not that interested in who you are. And we're going, doggone it. And so we, as previous guests have said, we send emails. And most of us now, you know, I get on average 90 emails a day.
Yeah.
But anything that comes to my phone that's textable, I look at instantly, just like the previous guest was talking about. And so to take your business card and to streamline it down into just the bullet points. And again, with your business card, you can embed video right into your card. So I my card has my logo, it has me, it has a video of me saying my spiel of here's 30 seconds or a minute worth of who I am and what I can do for you. And this is something I can text out to people. And so when I meet somebody, and it also solves another problem, which in the past was I'd be out in public or I'd be somewhere and I never knew how many cards to bring. And if it was a big event, I'd always run out. And if it was an on-the-fly meeting, I didn't have one with me. But we always have our cell phone with us. We take like a 12-step program to pry this thing out of our hands. So we always have our cell phone. And most of us have more than one business. And so maybe I've got a consulting hat, and I've got a direct sales hat, and I've got, you know, all these different businesses that I work with. I can make a different business card for every business I'm in, and from my phone, I can text you business card 1 or 2 or 3, because that's all you're interested in. And I can tailor that card just for you with video, with website, not just websites, but with specific pages of websites. So you can go directly to the same thing I would walk you through in person. My business card can walk you through digitally. Now, the really cool thing about this being a digital format card is if I make a change on my card today, it not only changes all the cards I will send out going forward, it retroactively changes all the cards I have sent out in the past.
Wow.
So that's an amazing thing. And from a digital standpoint, if I have a YouTube channel, I can upload and embed my newest video into my card every day. If it's the end of month and I'm trying to run a promotion, I can put a promotional coupon on my card that's clickable one click away from a sale, and it changes every card I've ever sent. 2 days later, when that sale is over, I take that card, that coupon off. It goes off of every card I've ever sent. So I don't have to worry about lingering coupons rolling around out there. And so it's fully customizable. How many times do we change a phone number or change an email or change a website? And so we can do all of this, and the total cost on the thing is like $100 a year. And it's 100% tax write-off because a business card always is. So it really is something that essentially ends up costing you nothing that totally enhances your business. And again, that statistic, that monster statistic that last year, 40% of all online sales were done through a smartphone is really, it's one thing to have a mobile friendly website, and that's highly recommended for anybody to do. But again, it's like wheeling in the cabinet sometimes. Here's all the stuff, as opposed to just the Cliff Notes version that says, here's who I am. Here's me speaking to you live in video, showing you what I am, that I'm real. And you can get a vibe from me more even than a picture is through a video that's embedded right to a card, not linking somewhere else, but right there. And the last thing is, on the bottom of every digital business card is a link where you can give everybody who gets your card their own free card. Now, that becomes very powerful because I was speaking at a BNI group, Business Networking International group, and I was talking to the folks there, and everybody there has a business. And I said, okay, show of hands, how many people have a card? And I went through the thing with the dusty drawer and the whole thing, and everybody laughed. And I said, how many people here would like to have their business upgraded to the 21st century with a digital business card? And everybody was kind of, I don't know what this is going to cost, whatever. And I said, here's the deal. I'm going to give everybody in this room their own digital card for free. And look at my card just as a blueprint of what your card could look like. I said, text me, get out your phone and text my phone number. And I gave my phone number. Text me the word card and I will text you my card. And on the bottom of it is a link that you can click to get your own card for free. Everybody in that room wanted a free card. Everybody in that room texted me. Everybody in that room not only looked at my card, but studied it. And not only did I give away 100 free cards, but I got about 12 new clients out of that one meeting just by giving them something they wanted. And the only way they could get it was to get my card, study it, and do the same.
Excellent. That's a great story. I love that.
Mm-hmm. And the beautiful thing about this is that it's a fully customizable card. So if somebody is in the real estate business, they can put on their featured listing and they can put on their own MLS listings and then a link to the actual MLS. So it's a great selling point as you're showing people, this is, here's my card. This is my featured listing. Oh yeah, these are my other listings. People can click a button and call the person, click a button and email the person, click a button and share that card with somebody else who's looking for a realtor.
Yeah.
If somebody is an author, you can upload your book and you can have your book where they can read a chapter or two or a page or two or whatever you set and click a button to order your book right from your card. If you're a musician, you do the same thing with music. Any type of business with small businesses, especially brick and mortar businesses, the reason that television advertising used to be so good for brick and mortar businesses was because there were studies that showed if people had ever seen the outside of your business, they were 10% more likely to stop. If they'd ever been inside your business where it wasn't a surprise, they were 40% more likely to stop. With this card, because it's on a cell phone, you can have pictures of the outside of your building, the inside of your building, the place where they're going to have their experience. They can click a button that's called Map It, and it will give them turn-by-turn directions on their phone from your card to their business anywhere on planet Earth. So there's no more trying to give somebody directions or can I find it? I already know what's there. I already know what building looks like. I already know what the inside is going to be. I click a button, turn by turn directions into the store. So it literally is unlimited with what somebody can do.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yes. Thank you. So we are out of time, and I just think this has been wonderful. I've enjoyed each of you so much. I'm super excited to have all of you at the event November 17 and 18 at the PPA Center on Decatur Street in Denver. Please get in touch with me for any questions you might have. Mark the dates on your calendar. My number is 303-524-2163. And this is Barb Sayers with Sister to Sister Enterprises. Thank you again, everyone, for being with us today.